The Philadelphia District Attorney Office has amassed millions of dollars through property seized via civil asset forfeiture. Both the means and ends of the process have come under scrutiny. And investigative reporter Isaiah Thompson is again shedding new light in this week's City Paper. Isaiah, thanks for joining us once again on this matter.
Thanks for having me.
Let's again get a definition of the legal process and then how in this case it played out for city homeowner Kevin Floyd.
So put simply, civil forfeiture is the ability of law enforcement to seize property. It might be cash or it might be cars or it might be real estate, someone's house. If it's linked to a crime, usually a drug crime, and this process happens outside of the normal criminal process, which means it's actually not necessary that law enforcement, in this case the district attorney's office, secure a conviction or even charge the owner with a crime in the first place.
But the complication starts with the particular cops who were investigating Kevin Floyd.
Yeah, what's interesting about this story is that it brings together what seemed for a while like two different stories. One is what we've just talked about, how the Philadelphia District Attorney uses civil forfeiture in general. And the other is the unfolding story of a number of narcotics officers who were indicted on federal corruption charges this summer and who are now facing charges in federal court. This week I wrote about the story of Kevin and Chevelle Floyd, a couple in Philadelphia, who one day woke up to find that their house had been taken away from them. They were ordered to leave with their three children. They weren't allowed to collect their possessions, and they were put on the street. They had to go to Chevelle's sister's house, where they lived in a single bedroom with all five of them for a year. This was because, unbeknownst to them, the house had been forfeited by the district attorney's office. Now, the basis for that forfeiture was a single incident 2 years prior in which police officers alleged that Kevin Floyd, Mr. Floyd, had been dealing drugs or had had drugs in possession in that house. Now, guess who the officers involved were? Well, they were the same whose cases have been thrown out and overturned. And in fact, only several months after the Floyds were evicted from their house, the charges against Mr. Floyd were dropped, precisely because, I believe, it was the same officers involved.
Has District Attorney Seth Williams commented on this specific case, either offering at least an apology or perhaps a means to getting the house back?
I did not get a response from the district attorney for this article. So the Floyds are now suing the district attorney's office. They lost their house. The house had belonged to Kevin Floyd's father. He had grown up in the house, and he had lived there pretty much his entire life. It was auctioned off after it was seized for a mere $5,500. It had been valued at $50,000. So the Floyds have, you know, retained an attorney, and they're suing the district attorney's office. They're not the only ones. I asked their attorney whether the DA had, you know, maybe reached out and said, look, we understand that these officers were involved. You know, maybe this was a mistake. Maybe there's some compromise. But that doesn't appear to be the case. At least so far, the district attorney, it appears, is going to be fighting this case.
How much money has the Philadelphia District Attorney's Office brought in through this process, and what percent of its overall budget does it represent?
They bring in millions of dollars every year, as much as $6 million, $5 million, $4 million. The most recent report I've seen showed a balance of just under $10 million in a separate fund the DA maintains with the proceeds.
What incentive does the DA's office have, frankly, to limit this practice?
I think that's a great question. I mean, everything we've seen about this program, the fact that the forfeitures are pursued before any criminal conviction is obtained, the fact that they proceed so rapidly, that there are so many of them, that so many cases are filed, all of those things indicate that the DA is practicing a sort of seize first, ask questions later policy that, let's face it, is used to line the agency's own budget. And so not only is there not really an incentive to sort of slow things down or be cautious, but there's actually a counter incentive to move through these cases as quickly and efficiently as possible.
Well, that you, for one, are asking questions and will likely continue to do so. We'll have you on, I'm sure, again regarding this matter. Thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure, Dave.
That's investigative reporter Isaiah Thompson. His article appears in this week's City Paper.